Right, well, the next man on.
One of the most remarkable figures to emerge from the colourful and often bizarre world of rock music.
Come on! Let's have some noise!
Semi-crippled by polio at the age of 7, he didn't stop performing until he was over 30 and only achieved fame at 35.
Ian Dury and the Blockheads! Come on!
Be a poet, I wouldn't need to worry. I could be a teacher in a classroom full of scholars. I could be the sergeant in a squadron full of wallers. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Because I chose to play the fool in a six-piece band. First nine nerves, every one night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste, what a waste. I could be a lawyer with stratagems and bruises. I could be a doctor with poetesses and bruises. I could be a writer with a growing reputation. I could be the ticket man at Fulham Broadway Station. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Because I chose to play the fool in a six-piece band. First night nerves, every one-night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste, what a waste. Rock and roll don't mind. Sparks the revolution. I could be an inmate in a long-term institution. I could eat the wild extremes. I could do or die. I could yawn and be withdrawn and watch them gallop by. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste.
Myself as a singer, I'm not worried about it because I'm quite a good actor and I can get through by letting the feeling of the words that I write come out, and it's me that wrote them, so I can relate to it in that way.
Good evening, I'm from Essex. Well then, what's going to happen next?
Just went. as serious as things do seem. At least you put me on the team. And friends do rule supreme. Okay. Oh, pardon you mean
the trees
with a capital C.
In the trees.
And who would have thought
in the trees
with a capital note.
In the trees.
In between the lines. Canals to lift the heart of my morale, to know that we are pals.
Yes.
Oh, Vanity Fair with a capital B. You give me a share. You take it from me.
In the trees.
Oh, jolly good show.
In the trees.
With a capital O.
In the trees.
It's tripping to go.
In the trees.
Hello.
In the trees.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
The shadow of polio darkened the promise of Britain's holiday months. Summer month notifications of the dread disease reached three times the normal average.
I just got up one day and had like a flu, and I laid down on a couch, and the next thing I remember was being in an ambulance. And then I remember being in a kind of hazy, nightmare, fevery world for about 6 weeks. My mum told me I'd come and have a last look through the window because I didn't think I was going to make it. And I turned the bedside light on by my bed, there's a little white face on the pillow. But I was still there in the morning, because I'm a goer. I remember being in plaster for ages, I mean 6 months. And then after that, I went to Chailey Heritage Craft School till I was about 12. So 5 years I was institutionalised.
There are some 350 children at Chailey, where they're prepared for the day they will earn their own living and taught to fend for themselves in spite of their physical disability.
Clever Trevor.
Just cause I ain't never had no nothing worth having, never, ever, never, ever. You ain't got no call not to think of what I'm falling to thinking I ain't too clever. And it ain't not having one thing nor not another either, neither is it anything, whatever. And it's not knowing that there ain't nothing showing in the answer to the name of Trevor. However, just cause I ain't never said no, nothing worth saying, never, ever, never, never, ever. Things have got read into what I never said till me mouth becomes me head, which ain't not all that clever. And it's not saying one thing nor not another either, neither is it anything I haven't said, whatever. And it ain't not proving that me mind ain't moving, and I answer to the name of Trevor. However, knock me down with a feather, clever Trevor. Eyebrows wonder whether clever Trevor's clever. Either have they got, nor neither haven't not got no right to make a clock out of Trevor. Why should I feel bad about something going ahead? Such stupidness is mad, cause nothing underfoot comes to nothing less to add to a load of old toot. And I'm off, not off glad, cause there's nowhere to put it. Even if I had, I'm a bit of a Jack the Lad.
amused, entertained, and of course outraged people throughout Britain with his unique songs and equally unique performing style. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Dury.
My left leg don't really work. My left arm don't work as well as it should. And I wear a caliper on my left leg. And I suppose I'm fairly disabled.
Ian Dury and the Blockheads!
I knew that a peculiarity like myself could never kind of come on sexy if I was trying to come on sexy.
I do little sketches, little couplets. The human leg is a source of delight. It carries your weight and governs your height, like that. And there's one over there that says, Christ, it's a geezer. And that's the only thing on a big bit of paper, like that.
Oi, right on that. Where'd you get a haircut? Brentford Shopping Centre? I bet your mother fed you with a catapult.
It's a little bit naughty, a little bit vulgar.
but not extremely vulgar. It's not scatological, it's just a bit naughty, a bit like that.
If I was with a woman.
If I was with a woman, she wonder what was happening. Little things would slowly go askew. If I was with a woman, I'd make her quite unhappy, especially when she did not want me to. If I was with a woman, I'd make believe I loved her. All the time I would not like her much. If I was with a woman, she'd soon become unsettled. I'd show her but I would not let her touch.
Look at them love.
Never ask her questions, but if she did not want me to, I would. If I was with a woman, I'd offer my indifference and make quite sure she never understood. If I was with a woman, I'd threaten to unload her every time she asked me to explain. If I was with a woman, she'd have to learn to cherish the purity and depth of my disdain.
Look at them laughing. Look at them laughing. Look at them laughing. Laughing, laughing.
A decade younger than Ian, was the man who supplied the musical know-how Ian lacked.
When I first met Ian, my background was predominantly Afro-American music. The music Ian was performing was, I would say, more rock. And, I don't know, I had this feeling that a sort of a bit of a funky beat and a couple of riffs might suit him quite well.
When Chaz got his hands on the blockheads and started to streamline them into this great musical machine, which at the time was quite remarkable, that kind of ability in playing, because it just didn't really exist in England. That's when those records started to come together.
The music is much more important than the words, I think, anyway. Makes your foot tap, man.
Cheerful. Part 3.
One, two, three.
Summer Buddy Holly, the working folly, good golly Miss Molly, and boats. Hammersmith Pally, the Bolshoi Bally, jump back in the alley, add nanny goats, 18-wheelers camels, Dominica camels, all other mammals plus equal boats, seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly, and porridge oaty. A bit of grin and bear it, a bit of come and share it, you're welcome, we can spare it. Yellow socks, too short to be haughty, too nutty to be naughty, going on 40, no electric shots. The juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that works. Elvis and Scotty, days when I ain't spotty, sitting on the potty, curing smallpox, reasons to be cheerful. Part three. Reasons to be cheerful. Part three. Reasons to be cheerful. Part three. Reasons to be cheerful. One, two, three. Reasons to be cheerful. Part three. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round or skinny bottoms. Take your mum to Paris, lighting up the chalice, wee Willie Harris. Bantu Stephen Biko, listening to Rico, Harpo Groucho Chico. Cheddar cheese and pickle, the Vincent motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen Darley, Dimitri and Pasquale, bala 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 and Valari. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nuddy. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smoky, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carlino. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case? Reasons to be cheerful. One, two, three. We'll be right back.
Why don't you get back into bed? 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 Why don't you get back into bed?
Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three.
Chas Jankel from Stanmore in London. On guitar and keyboards.
Me and Jankel, we get called the Taylor and Burton of rock music and things, you know. As if it's all namsy-wamsy with us. So I would have, right, we were anonymous on the producing stakes. We called ourselves Looney and Kedger, which is an anagram of Jury and Jankel. That didn't go. And Journley and Dork was another one as well. To me, you can do no wrong. We do it equally. And the best thing is when we both start popping and throwing ideas at each other.
Pleased to meet you. Oh! Said knife and fork to sausage roll, it's pinky in the middle. And thus it seems, come rain or shine, the pageant still unfolds. Said the pike upon the angler's line, I wish that I'd been told.
Specifically spasticus, but it's coming from an area which I do have some experience of, because I know a lot of people that are very restricted by being disabled. I don't think I'm one of them. I think I'm a lucky disabled person, but because there ain't a lot of us about. There's me and Robert Wyatt is about, and it's Zach Perlman in the classical department, who are sort of restricted physically, and we ain't the ones who get that slowed down by it. You know, the ones in the wheelchairs who can't even articulate their words properly are the ones who really, I felt that was for. It wasn't about, it was for.
I'm spasticus, artisticus.
So place your heart and peanuts in my tin, and thank the creator, you're not in the state I'm in. So long have I been languished from the shell, I must give all proceedings to myself.
Sly and Robbie are both heavy duty geezers, you know, they're the heroes of Jamaica, really, bass and drums. And really, it was their skill. I mean, Sly and Robbie can play anything, it's not just reggae. I mean, me and Chaz didn't necessarily just want to try and play funk, but what we normally try and play, we'd try and play whatever happens, really. And I mean, they're first or second take guys as well.
So place your heart and peace.
peanuts in my tin. And thank the creator, you're not in the state I'm in. So long have I been languished on the shelf. I must give all proceedings to myself.
I'm spasticus, artisticus, I'm spasticus, artisticus, I'm spasticus, artisticus.
54 appliances in leather and elastic. 100,000 thank yous from 27
spastics, spasticus, artisticus.
Guy asked me 2 days ago, is it in bad taste? I said, well, if it leaves a bad taste in somebody's mouth, it'll be a person who I want to have a bad taste in their mouth, maybe. It's not supposed to upset anybody. It's not supposed to upset anybody who's got a bad leg or a crippled person. There's a line on the back of the album, on the back of the single, which I try to explain it. I put an explanatory note on the back that Spasticus says, my tribe pays no heed to race or creed and knows no national boundaries. And it goes on to say that the extreme members of my tribe are killed at birth. I think a single should be like a small album. It should have a beginning, a middle and an end and take you a couple of places on the way. And be a sort of satisfying experience. I think our best singles have done that. When it takes you for a little walk, I like things that have beginnings, middle and ends, because there's a sort of satisfaction in that, and you've been a couple, you know, you've had a few, I don't know, what, you know where you were at the end of it or something, because you know where you've been.
The deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me, hit me, hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, their body to and fro. Hit me.
hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, say, fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Wheelchair people call normal people.
What?
Call them walkie-talkies.
Walkie-talkies.
He was the most interesting lyricist, certainly of his time then, and for quite a while in Britain. I think he probably saw himself as a writer, you know, who happened to be in a band that way round. It wasn't really singing, he was just saying the words. But if you put the right music under it, the music carried you along.
Because I just write... I don't think about it. It's not really a discipline, even. It's more of a natural thing. I just write them down when they come out. Or if I hear something, like I was listening, I was in a hotel about 3 days ago. Very drunk geezer come out the front and he went, "Everybody's beautiful and everybody stinks." Like that. He just made "Everybody's beautiful, everybody stinks." So I just chop that down, nick that. I'll steal things as well if I hear them.
My dear, we simply haven't got the hots.
so I'm screaming, it's for you. Silly season, skies are blue. I hardly ever think I've made a stall and dance. I keep my elbows in and do the screamers. Some of us are very shy. Some of us get nervous, chicken, when you look us in the eye. We're ever so pathetic, sugar. We know quite well we try too hard. Some of us were born like this, but others got it by the yard. So I'm screaming, it's for you. I haven't got a clue. I really know I like you, give a half a chance. And since we ain't got that, I'll do the screamers.
Tired and emotional, you know, Ian could. A few drinks late at night and smoke a bit of, you know, the jazz woodbines, and he could get difficult.
His accent became more and more London as he went along, And it was a funny mixture because there was elements of jazz speak in it as well, but he just became a Cockney geezer, really, and he was a very plausible one. And it was a good image, a good act. He lived it out in every possible way.
Thank you. I'll do a sad one now. It's for Peter. Don't tell me nothing.
My old man wore three-piece whistles. He was never home for long. Drove a bus for London Transport. He knew where he belonged. Number 18 down to Euston. Double-decker, move along. Double-decker, move along. My old man. Later on he drove a roller, chauffeuring for foreign men. Dropped his H's on occasion, said go blimey now and then. Did the crossword in the Standard, at the airport in the rain. At the airport in the rain. My old man wouldn't ever let his governors call him Billy, he was proud. Personal reasons make a difference, his last bus was allowed. Perhaps he had to keep his distance, made a racket when he rowed. Made a racket when he rowed. My old man. My old man. My old man was fairly handsome, he smoked too many cigs. Lived in one room in Victoria, he was tidy in his digs. Had to have an operation when his ulcer got too big. When his ulcer got too big. My old man. Had begun. All the while we thought about each other. All the best, mate, from your son. All the best, mate, from your son. My old man. My old man.
Sort of raison d'etre, sex and drugs and rock and roll. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Big, big titles.
Okay, we're gonna say goodnight to you now. Goodnight.
Come on, let's hear him do it in the Blockheads. Come on. Come on, once again, him do it in the Blockheads. Let's hear ya. Go upstairs and all. Stay up, you lazy buggers.
He was the most interesting lyricist of his time.
Stand with a donut for a brain. On my life, I must see you again. I should think that's made it very plain. Is it is it is or is it ain't? Don't ask me.
I believe we're tailor-made. I should worry if the weather spoils the trade. I'm a crumb and I'm in your lemonade. Don't ask me to knock it off, or cut it short, or jack it in. Don't ask me, don't ask. Let me offer you my life and all my love. Let me offer you a bargain. What a lovely range. Don't forget the change. Don't ask. Don't ask. Don't ask. Don't ask me to make a sacrifice. On my life, I'm cheaper half the price. Won't you try a portion or a slice? Slightly warm, but very, very nice. Don't ask me to leave it out, or turn it up, or pack it in. Don't ask me, don't ask me.
Music has been paying tribute to Ian Dury, who died of cancer yesterday at the age of 57.
I definitely got the vibe when we were first trying to get a deal for him, you know, that people couldn't really quite handle the idea of having a 35-year-old cripple as a lead person in a pop band. Couldn't handle that.
I obviously knew there was a risk that I was going to alienate a lot of people and they were going to get the hump with me. What's this fucking, you know, spazzer doing squeaking? Well, I wasn't moaning. I was actually doing the opposite of moaning. I was yelling.
Good night.